What's not due right now is allow a judge in his or her discretion to grant to that young person a work or a school permit. House Bill 1081 would allow the court to do that. I submit to you good folks that this is a fairness issue. Essentially what happens is take a person who on his or her 18th birthday gets in trouble, gets an underage consumption ticket, pleads guilty to it, loses his or her license for 30 days, that person can have a work or school permit. You go to the point where that person is maybe 20 and a half years old, maybe supporting a family, maybe driving to school, maybe doing a number of things to support him or herself, and would get in trouble again and would not be able to get a work permit. The final point I want to make is that this is permissive legislation. It would allow the court may give a work or school permit. The court does not have to. I know there were some folks who were concerned about the little Johnnies and the little Susies who continue to rack up underage drinking offenses, and what can happen in that situation is the court would be aware of them, and the court would not have to, in the court's discretion, grant a work or a school permit. So I think this is a fairness issue. I think this takes care of an oversight in the law, allows these people to be treated more fairly, and I hope to have your support on House Bill 1081. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks, Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition to this bill. I don't dispute anything that Representative Mattson said. It's all true. And if, in fact, we were interested in equal treatment, I think you should vote for this bill. I would suggest to you, though, that we're not interested in equal treatment. I would suggest that there is something to be said for taking a license away from a kid who's underage and in high school for drinking. If we truly believe that alcohol is a problem, and I must tell you that while I think drugs are serious, in my school, alcohol is the problem. And I know we have these philosophical discussions that, well, if you're 20 or 20 and a half, what's really the difference? And frankly, not much. But that's the public policy of the state. And I think if what you want to do is to discourage kids from drinking, if what you want to do is discourage kids from operating a motor vehicle and drinking, then what you need to do is take away the thing that is most precious to them at 16, 17, 15, 14 years of age. And that's a driver's license. And so I guess I would argue that the current policy is there to discourage underage drinkers from drinking. And that the reason why it changes at 18 is while we recognize that we've been stiff-armed into this under 21 policy by the federal government, people are adults at 18 and so therefore should frankly be treated differently than children. But I would hope that today we could stand strong and say that we are against underage drinking, and that this tool of taking your license away to remind you for 60 days that what you did was a stupid, foolish thing, and you should wait until it's legal to do it again, or to engage in drinking, would be the way that we would go.
Further remarks, Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I really do have to join Representative Olson and stand against House Bill 1081. I think we need to ask ourselves what message we are trying to send to the youth of our state and also to the judges of this state. We really need to think about this. Remember, this is for second time offenses. This is not the first time. The bill already has discretion built into it. The judge has the discretion of whether he will set it at 60 days suspended license up to a year. The bill has discretion into it. We have done a great job in the past 2 weeks of sending a strong message to the people of this state about drinking and driving. Then we turn around and relax the incentive in House Bill 1081. The Department of Commerce spoke against this bill. They do not want to see this law changed. And I agree with them, because it does send the wrong message to the youth of our state. You might say, is this really a problem? And the numbers are this. In the past year, 7,859 cases of underage drinking or consumption or possession of alcohol. It is a problem in our state. So the bill does have discretion already in it, and I would submit to you that it is too permissive. We need to stand strong in our message about alcohol. Please defeat this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Adelstein.
I joined with Representative Jensen. Last year, I brought some legislation regarding school drinking at that age. He is absolutely right. In fact, the driver's license is such a valuable item to someone in that age group that we really can make an impression, if he can't drive for 60 days, often a greater impression than we'd make on someone older. I urge you to join Representative Jensen and myself and Representative Olson in opposing this bill.
Are there any further remarks? Representative Napoli.
Well, Mr. Speaker, members of the body, I think it's important that we really focus in on this bill and just exactly where we need to stand on this issue. When I first came here 8 years ago, we really started hammering down on young people under the age of 21 as far as drug and alcohol. We really did. We started ratcheting up. We started enhancing the penalties, taking away driver's licenses. You know, we passed the bill that said if there was five kids in a car and one in the back seat had a beer can, you took away the driver's license of all five of them. If one of them had a joint in their pocket, you took away the driver's license of all five of them. We said if they caught you with the joint and you were playing basketball, you couldn't play basketball for a year. After the last two or three years of going to the UJS meetings and seeing their facts and figures, it's obvious we made a mistake. We're not winning that war. And I think that the mistake we made that is most important is we have taken away the judge's right of discretion. Please don't forget that. That's still in this mix. It's still in there that says the judge can decide on a case-by-case basis whether or not they're going to take away that driver's license. By passing this bill, you're not taking away anybody's driver's license. All you're saying to the judge is, we trust your judgment. That if it is a case where a kid got caught when he was 16 and then he turned 20, you might consider giving him a work permit. That's all this bill says. It doesn't hammer or beat or change anything any worse than what it is now, except we're giving the judge that discretion. I think we need to go back to that. I think we need to get out of the business of telling those judges what to do. I think they need to go on a case-by-case basis. If you've got little Johnny, as Representative Mattson said, that is a continued violator, hammer him. Great. Let the judge do it. He's going to do it on a case-by-case basis. But for us to just blanket say, by golly, we're just going to blast everybody no matter what, is wrong. We need to give those judges that chance. I think this is a very good bill. I would ask for your favorable vote on House Bill 1081.
Further remarks, Representative Monroe.
Speaker, thank you. I'll be brief. If we pass this bill, we're showing that people are individuals. We do trust our judges. If we don't pass this bill, what we're saying is, even though we've never been in the courtroom once, we've never seen any of these cases that just got passed, just got ruled on, but we as a state are going to decide, yes, this will be their punishment, even if we never saw the person, never talked to the policeman. I think we should leave it up to the courts and the judges to decide. So I'd encourage your vote on this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any further remarks? Representative Davis.
Mr. Speaker and members of the body, remember, we've already given them a chance. This is the second offense. They violated the first chance we gave them. So I would encourage you to vote this bill down. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Noctegal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, members, I think a lot of times, you know, when a person gets a minor consumption, that we just assume that they are in a moving vehicle. Well, a lot of times that you get a minor consumption and heck, you're at a house party, and it could happen on a second time. I posed a question to Representative Mattson in our committee, and what I asked, I says, well, most of these minor consumptions probably happen on a Friday or Saturday night type of deal. And my belief is trying to keep the kid engaged, especially in our rural areas where you need to drive quite a ways to get to work if you're a farmhand. And the question that I kind of proposed was, well, if you're in that court case scenario, and the person gets an underage drinking, why they're going to school, driving to school, or why they're going to work, would that not send a message to that judge that this is more of a serious offense, and that you would lose your driving license on that, versus having a situation where you're just sitting around watching TV at some kind of house party where I don't know if you're such a threat to society as far as the drinking and driving end of it. And that's why I urge the passage of this, because the judges will have the discretion. They'll look at more of a serious instance that may happen, and we can't take the judge's discretion away from that. Thank you.
Representative Holbeck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I, too, am going to be brief on this, but here's one of the scenarios that I thought of when I saw this bill. Let's say, for example, we have somebody that when they're 18 years old, they get a minor consumption, and then 2 weeks later they get another one. You'd probably say that they have not learned their lesson. But also realize that it could be somebody at age 14 that made a mistake, and 6 years later at age 20 make the same mistake. And the judge has no recourse but to follow through with the second offense. Those 6 years have passed. You may say that that person never learned their lesson, but a lot of time has passed between that time too. To me, I think let's put the ability into the judge's hands to look at each case individually and let them make that determination. Thank you.
Are there any further remarks? Representative Gillespie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd just like to remind the body that this bill deals with contributing to a minor 18 to 21 years of age and also underage consumption. For the knowledge of the body, SDCL 32-12-52.4 deals with an in-vehicle underage consumption. And for the body's information, you can get a work or school permit for a second violation of underage consumption in-vehicle. So I'd ask the court to approve this bill, leave it to the court's discretion. The courts are the ones that hear the facts and can apply the circumstances as they are. Thank you.
Further remarks? Seeing none, the question for the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1081. Those in favor will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members proceed to vote. At this time, on behalf of Representatives Bradford, Van Norman, and Volandra, I'd like to welcome the various members of the tribes in South Dakota that have come to participate in the legislative process today. Please stand, and we'd like to welcome you. Apparently, there's also a sixth grade class here from the Peer Indian Learning Center and their teachers. If you'd like to stand, we'd like to recognize you and thank you for coming. Peer Indian Learning Center.
Representatives Hunstad, Koistra, Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 52 yeas, 15 nays, 3 excused.
House Bill 1081, having received majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.